the purpose of this exhibit not only to raise funds to help Ukrainians, but also in a way open a cultural front and promote Ukrainian culture, as well as support Ukrainian people and Ukrainian artists in such difficult times.
The show's producer, Ukrainian-born Valery Kastyuk, says the exhibit tells the emotional story of 19th-century Ukrainian poet, painter, and playwright Taras Shevchenko, who promoted his country's culture and was a champion of independence. Now, 163 years after his death, his message is prophetic.
A lot of his poetry revolves around living on your own land and being free. All of these ideas, what he was writing in his poetry and what he's depicting in his visual works, are relevant today.
Presented by the same team behind Immersive Van Gogh, Soul of Ukraine was not supposed to open until later this year, but with the war raging on, the team scrambled to present it sooner to raise money for humanitarian relief in Ukraine.
In 1941, his works were evacuated out of Kiev in wooden crates, and today the same crates are used to protect the art from the Russian aggression in Kiev. So right now, this exhibit is the only way to see that work.
Just last year, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and his wife saw this exhibit in Ukraine.
So Zelensky and Olena were the first visitors of the exhibit in Kyiv, and they had a wonderful time.
I'm Christine Ross for Zoomer Radio.